Hello, everybody. Welcome to What You Need to Know About with Gio Rosado. Today, we're going to be talking about the profession of firefighting. We're going to basically teach you guys what the basics is of being a firefighter. Today with me, I have Captain Nochea from the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue. Say hello, Captain.
Hello. Hi.
And the purpose of this podcast, like always, is to learn the basics just by listening. We want you guys to learn exactly what it takes to be a firefighter, what they do every day, what is it like. I want you to know if the job is for you. Maybe you are always asking, should I become a firefighter? And with this interview, you will know exactly what they do on a day-to-day, and you're gonna, you know, step outside and say, yeah, I'm gonna be a firefighter, I'm gonna join the academy. Captain is gonna tell us how to become a firefighter and how to do all that kinds of stuff. But before we get into that, I want to talk about our sponsor, or our affiliates, Blenders Eyewear. You guys are helping me a lot. Thank you for all you guys that are helping. I'm giving you 20% off on any pair of sunglasses that you buy with my promo code GARM20. So thank you all you guys for the help, and keep on going. You're helping yourself out because you're going to look fresh and you're going to protect your eyes from the sun. So with that being said, I don't know if you guys know, you guys keep learning new things about me every single day, but when I was a little kid, I had a big red fire truck that no one can touch because I wanted to be a firefighter, and that was my favorite toy. And every time that I would listen to the sirens, I would run outside and look at the truck. So this interview is very special to me because I'm actually just as interested as you guys are to learn everything about firefighter and what you need to know about. So like I said, I have Captain Nochea here. And let's start by asking him, how long have you been in service with the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue, and how has your journey been here?
Oh, thanks for the opportunity. I've been a firefighter and a paramedic for 27 years. I got hired in 1991, and it has been a great journey. It's a great profession. I have come up to the ranks, starting at firefighter, then to lieutenant, and now a captain for the last 16 years out of fire station number 37 over here on the west side of the county. But it's been a great journey that I've had. Thank you.
Awesome. So when did you decide to become a firefighter? When were you? Because when I was a little kid, I knew I wanted to become a firefighter, but when I started going up, I started learning different things. I started experiencing other opportunities. I also got into a sport in high school. So at the end of the day, I still have it in me that I would love being a firefighter, but all these other things kind of shifted my interest, and I haven't done it yet. I'm still young enough to do it, but there's a lot of different things. So at what time on your point in your life where you were like, okay, I'm going to just enroll and just do it?
Well, basically, when I decided to become a firefighter, it wasn't a very popular profession. You're talking about more than 30 years ago, because I didn't get hired right away. So I did graduate from high school in 1980, and I was going to college, and I was taking courses because I wanted to go into the airline business. And, you know, somebody had a stroke in one of the offices where I was working at the time while I was going to school. They called 911. The paramedics arrived. And when I saw what they did and the reaction from the public to how professional they were and how much they knew about the medical profession, it caught my eye right then and there. And I started pursuing the firefighting profession from that point on. I didn't even know they were firefighters. I thought the paramedics had nothing to do with the fire department. And I found out that it is a fire rescue system down here in South Florida. And from that point on, I started pursuing the career of firefighter. I started taking my own courses, the EMT, the paramedic, even my own firefighter certification. And then after that, I was fortunate enough to get hired in 1991, almost 10 years later. And from that point on, it's been, I never looked back. It's been great.
Okay. I'm sure that the system kind of has changed from 30 years ago on how you become a firefighter today in the day, because things change over the years.
It has evolved. It's been, pretty much the same system of hiring. It's all about testing. There's been a couple of changes on some of the physical requirements. Now we have a psychological exam that we did not have before. But everybody gets the opportunity, whether you're certified or even if you're not certified, they have class offerings and opportunities for people that don't have any certification. And like that, everybody in that community has the same opportunity to get hired with the fire department.
So, awesome. To enroll, let's say tomorrow I want to become a firefighter. I would then go online, I'm guessing, to the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Department or to your local department, most likely. And then I would fill out an application. Right after I fill out the application, I'm guessing I get a call from the department.
It's a long process. It's got different phases. Initially, depending on which department you want to work for, ours is very, very large. We are probably one of the largest fire departments in the country, in the world. Once you identify which department you want to work for, what people do, they stand by and they look for the announcement of hiring. They apply. A lot of times the application process is online. Then they get called for an orientation. They get a date for a test. Once they take the test, it's usually a written test. You know, different types of tests. Some of them are general. Some departments use a pamphlet with study material. But now they have a national testing system, so all departments are pretty much the same. Once you qualify or you pass a test, then in the order of your score, then you'll get called for the different phases, starting with an orientation. You might have to do a physical agility test. They do background checks, psychological, and every department is pretty similar, but some might do a couple of things that might be different. It all depends on the department.
Once you finish all that process, how long is the school along?
It's approximately 20 weeks of training to become a firefighter. If you're not certified, if you are already certified.
How do you get certified?
You get certified on your own. You have different fire academies around the country. Down here we have, for example, Miami-Dade North has a fire academy, Broward Fire Academy. They have another one up in Coral Springs, Ocala, which is the state fire college. And a lot of people, what they do, they know they want to become firefighters, and they take a class on their own. They become state certified, and now they're firefighters. Once they get hired with a fire department, what happens is they get put through like a 6-week orientation to learn the protocols on how we fight fire specific to our department. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's other certifications like the EMT, Emergency Medical Technician. The advanced side of that is the paramedic. And, it all depends on what they're looking for.
And that's all something you could do with Miami-Dade Fire Rescue and you could do on your own, correct?
Yes, you can. So you get the opportunity to do that once you get hired. Some people are not paramedics, so then they take paramedic on their own. The paramedic program alone is at least a year and a half. It's very extensive. It's very advanced. You need to be up on your mathematics and all of that. It's a difficult course because the paramedics are the only other the other ones out in the medical field that can actually do a lot of things and administer medications and you don't need a doctor on the scene. That's a very unique type of a medical.
So you need the experience also,
right?
And the practice. What happens after firefighter school, after you get the certification, as soon as you're done with all the process? When do you actually come to a firehouse? What firehouse do they send you?
You're talking about once you get hired.
Once you get
the fire academy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Once you meet all of the requirements and you are now a graduated firefighter, the department, you no longer belong to training. Now you belong to the personnel department, and what they do, they assign you to a fire station depending on where they need people. When you first start, you're going to be on a year of probation. It's 1 year of probation, and you are rotated through the county, and you are placed on different types of units that we have, which are mainly fire suppression units, or fire trucks, and rescue trucks in the different areas of the county. We have, it's a very large county, so you'll go from south to north. Like that, you can learn the department as much as you can.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Awesome. And a lot of people are probably going to be interested, like you said at the beginning, you were a firefighter, then you were an attendant, then you were a captain. How many steps are there? What's the highest you can go, and how do you move up those ranks?
Yeah, you can go up as high as you want. A department like the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Department, gives you a lot of opportunities to go as high as you want to go. The lowest rank, it's a firefighter, then becomes lieutenant, then we have the captain, then we have the different levels of chief. The one that we start with, the one that's out in the field, is the battalion chief. It's like a district chief. After that, we have division chiefs. They pretty much run a division. The battalion chief is out in the field, goes to the fires, directs the fires. The division chief is more of an administrative position. In our department, the next level of chief is assistant chief to the fire chief, and then after that becomes fire chief. The highest rank in our department is chief, but the higher ranking chief is a fire chief.
And with all those higher ranks, is more responsibility.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone's got responsibilities. These are different types of responsibilities. I'm the station captain here, so I'm responsible for this station across all three shifts. We have three shifts, A, B, and C. But we work together along with the battalion chiefs and the division chief to make the operation successful.
Smooth, yeah. Awesome. And is there any requirements? Do I have to be at least 4 years of a firefighter in order to apply to be a captain?
Absolutely, yeah. In order for you to become a lieutenant, you need to be a firefighter for 5 years. And then you're eligible to take the lieutenant's test. And then, depending on what other ranks you want to go up, but, it's either 2 or 3 years in order for you to take the next test, become the next rank, from lieutenant to captain, captain to chief.
Do you plan to move up after captain? You like captain?
No, I have a great respect for all the ranks on the fire department. When I first decided to become what's called a company officer. I said, I'm just going to be a lieutenant, and that's where I'm going to stop. And then I started getting the itch for, acquiring a little bit more responsibility. I wanted to be a station captain like I am now. And then I even thought about, maybe I'll become a battalion chief later on in my career. But I really enjoy the captain rank, especially at the station captain level. And I decided that this is where my calling
sweet spot.
Is. And I've had a very successful run. I've been at this station now, the captain here, for 13 years. My crew has been with me for at least 11 years. We're very close. Firefighters are very close to each other. They become very good, close friends. It's like family. Mm-hmm. We don't only participate here, but off duty, we do a lot of things together. Yep. And it's more like a way of life than just a job. It's very unique. And you have to be here to understand how that works.
Yeah, I've heard from previous, me on YouTube, being a kid, learning, that's basically home away from home. Because
it is. Absolutely.
It's home because all of you are always here most of the time, and they're 24-hour shifts, if you guys didn't know, right?
I'm correct? Yes, we are 24
hours. 24-hour shift, and they're here 3-4 times a week.
Yeah, and depending on, sometimes there's opportunity to work extra hours, during like hurricanes, sometimes we are held here for 2 or 3 days. For example, when Hurricane Andrew came through back in 1992, I was working for almost 4 days straight, and I didn't see my family 4 days until after the storm. I was able to communicate with them. I knew they were okay. But, we had huge obligations to meet here, and that's just the way that it comes with the job. It's part of the job.
Nice.
That's why it's so unique.
Yep. Now that we kind of know a little bit about how to become a firefighter, the steps, the ranks, and we kind of talked a little bit about the shift, I want to know what it is like to be an everyday firefighter. So what do you do? Well, let's talk a little bit more about the shift. From what time to what times are you guys your shift? You said that there's three shifts, A, B, and C.
Yeah,
let's talk about that a little bit. And then we can continue with what you do when you get in. What are the basic routines?
The Miami-Dade Fire Department has what we call a three platoon shift. It's probably one of the most popular ones around the country where you call career fire departments. We have volunteer fire department. This is a career fire department. It means that people get paid to work here. We have a 24-hour shift that starts at 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock the next morning. After that, you get relieved by the following shift. Like today, we're on A shift. Tomorrow, B shift comes in. So once we get off duty tomorrow morning, we're off on B and C shifts. In other words, you work 24 hours, and then you're off for 2 days. In the 24 hours, we come here in the morning. We usually sit around till we relieve the other personnel, have a cup of coffee, get ready for the day, and then we go out to what we call the bay, where the trucks are stored, and we check out all